Today's gospel, our Lord talks about the kingdom of heaven being like a treasure, or being like a pearl of great price. That is, these things that have great value. And one of the interpretations of this passage is that this treasure, buried in a field or hidden in a field, refers to the convents, the friaries, and the monasteries throughout the world. Okay, that this is the treasure buried in the field of this world, and those who find it sell all that they have, and they go and they buy that field. That is, they enter into religious life, which is kind of like the kingdom of heaven here on earth. And this is what the Blessed that we celebrate today did with her life, Blessed Maria Magdalena Martinengo. And her entry in the Roman Martyrology for today says, July 27th at Brescia in Lombardy, that is northern Italy. Blessed Maria Magdalena Martinengo, abbess of the Order of the Capuchin Poor Clares, renowned for her abstinence. She was born on October 5th, 1687, and she died today, July 27th, 1737, at the age of 49. So as we heard in the Roman Martyrology, the Church praises her for her great abstinence. This is one of the virtues that she excelled in, just sacrificing anything and everything that could give her comfort in this world. And it's kind of funny because she actually wrote a treatise on humility, and in this treatise she says, I can have no patience with praises bestowed on a person for some particular virtue, as, for example, abstinence, meekness, or because a person acts humbly in all things. So here we are praising her for her abstinence, and something for which she said she can have no patience. And why did she say that? Well, she explains a few lines later. She says, because in truth, my God, you alone are holy. And so if we start to imagine that the virtues we possess or perhaps are being praised for are due to ourselves, then that would be contrary to humility, which is what her treatise is on. So she says to preserve that, we need to remember that God alone is holy. Okay, and in his goodness and mercy and generosity, he wants us to be participators in his holiness. Okay, he wants to communicate his holiness to us and with us. And this is what he has done in the lives of the saints, in the life of Blessed Maria Magdalena Martinengo. And it is this, for this reason, that we honor the saints and that we praise the saints, because in honoring and praising them, we honor and praise God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.